Okay, today's a big day for if you're American. You'll be getting yourself ready for tonight and probably having a big dinner. I don't know what exactly. Do you have turkey? Is it very much sort of like a Christmas dinner? It's Thanksgiving anyway. It's where the Americans give thanks to the pilgrims, isn't it? The Pilgrim Fathers, and give thanks for, you know, finding America and its splendid, you know, untouched lands, and getting away from nasty Europe. That's basically it, really, isn't it? That's Thanksgiving in a sentence. Anyway, we are obsessed with America. I'd say of all the nations, probably, in Europe, possibly because, you know, people say, well, when you're over in the Iron Islands, the next parish is Brooklyn. We have an American obsession. I'd say per capita, more Irish have emigrated to America than possibly any other nation. If you think of the size of our nation, of like, you know, 5-6 million during the famine, 7 million, and you think of the amount of people that went to America. Okay, Germans did, a lot of Jewish people went across to America, but if you think of it per capita, Italians obviously, another big community, we probably have the biggest community over there. So we're obsessed with America, and today is Thanksgiving Day, so I'm just thinking, we're talking about it, we want to say thank you, America. For what? Now, you can be dead honest, you can be nice, or you can be nasty, or you can be cruel. You can say, well, thank you, America, for obesity. You invented it. Thank you, America, for fast food. We love it. Thank you, America, for going fast food one step further and having the drive-through fast food. Yeah. Thank you, America, for Elvis Presley, for Stevie Wonder, for R&B, for Justin Timberlake only talking to 5 kids in Crumlin Hospital. Thank you, America. Is there anything in particular? Thank you, America, for possibly some of the greatest movies ever made around the world. I mean, Hollywood dominates whatever way you look at it. So it's Thanksgiving Day. Is there something in particular? Thank you, America, for the vacuum cleaner. God, think about it. Think about the amazing inventions that came from America. I suppose the car originally. Well, people say Mercedes and all of that. But for the Model T, Ford, and basically making cars affordable for everybody. Thank you, America, for that. So I want you to raise a glass, and if there's something that you want to thank America for, tell us what it is. 1850-715-922, or text us at 51552, or column@rte.ie. Hashtag, thank you, America. Thank you. All right, if you want to get to us, 1850-715-922, or text us at 51552. It is Thanksgiving Day. It's a day for Thanksgiving. If you're from America, are you having a big party tonight? I have a great thing. Oh, yeah. It's just something to do with friends, which I'll bring in a minute. But we want to know, what can we say thank you to America for? God, when you think about it, well, thank you, America, for intervening in those two nasty wars. Without you, this could be Nazi Ireland now, if you think about it. So thank you, America, for that. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Thank you, America, for Friends. God, and I mean the TV show. Thank you for the US Office. I think it's actually better than the English Office. Thank you for Breaking Bad. Oh, thank you. Thank you for Breaking Bad. Thank you so much. Thank you for Stevie Wonder. Thank you for Harvey Lee Oswald. Not for what he did, but just for being there, you know. Jerry, how are you?
How are you, Colin? How are you doing?
What do you want to thank America for?
American TV.
Yeah.
And the 80s would have been dark without The Hulk, without Star Trek, without Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, gosh.
You name it.
Actually, wasn't it really, you know, kicking into the 80s and then into the 90s when American TV really just took over, basically. That was it, you know. Some of the huge TV shows. Yeah, thank you.
Streets of San Francisco.
Oh, thank you, America. Yes, for Michael Douglas in the Streets of San Francisco. The Odd Couple.
Yeah,
great
that's
show.
It. Stuff like Friends, although that's not that old.
Well, but Friends, well, there you go, one of the longest running sitcoms. I mean, if you think of sitcoms, Friends, and you had Cheers, and you had Frasier. I'm obsessed at the moment with The American Office, which I think is a really good version of the British Office. And also Disney, you were saying, yeah?
Sorry?
Disney,
that's right. Where would we be without Disney?
Where would we be without Pinocchio and Bambi and...
Well... As in Ireland got a great thriving business now, and maybe they're inspired by Disney.
Absolutely. Okay, so you're saying Disney and television and especially 80s television. Thank you.
We're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Okay, you go, Jerry. You are cutting out a little bit. Thank you, America. Also, I like this one. Thank you, America, for NFL. Yes, indeed. The best sport in the world, America. Just think about it. Give us a shout, 1850-715-922 or text us at 51552 on this very important day. States of America, we say thank you. Thank you for oranges. Do you know, like orange juice, they say Californian oranges, the sweetest oranges in the world. Thank you for Californian orange juice. Thank you for my beautiful daughters, both born in Boston 19 to 20 years ago. We still have the full traditional dinner every year we are home. Yes. Thank you, America, for Rob Lowe, a sexier man you could not have produced. Thank you, America, for the greatest memories I have from holidays in your country. I love America and its people. Thank you for the pancake stack as well. God, when you order pancakes in America, you get pancakes. Yes, indeed. Deborah! Deborah?
Yes?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Who do you want to thank you, America, for what?
For my husband.
Yay! Thank you, America, for your husband. Okay. Where did you meet him?
We met in Michigan. Okay. And we moved... I know I sound American, but I'm actually from Dublin. But I lived over there for years. So, yeah. Yeah, so I'm here cooking him a big Thanksgiving dinner. We have about 30 people coming tonight and looking forward to it.
And are they all American?
No, none of them are. Mm.
You're cooking
all
for
Irish.
You're cooking for 30 people?
Yeah.
Wow. And is it turkey and the whole lot?
Yeah, turkey and all the trimmings. You know, green bean casserole and different kinds of American stuffing with cornbread and sausages and
wow.
Oh God, loads of stuff. Corn casserole, all the American stuff.
And you're going to make all that yourself?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I've got to say. Yeah, I like that. Tell me about what sort of different stuffing do Americans have compared to your average European stuffing?
Well, when we moved over there, we thought it was really weird and didn't like it at all compared to our nice, you know, parsley and thyme stuffing here. But I've grown accustomed, and the one I'm making always steals the show. You make fresh cornbread and then add pecans and cranberries and Italian sausage and herbs. And it's
into the stuffing?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
but it's not in the turkey, it's outside the turkey, so I guess technically it's called dressing, but it's fabulous.
now, what you call pecans, I call pecans. They're the nuts, aren't they?
Yeah, I've got a pecan pie I made last night as well.
Oh, I love pecan pie, but I still will always call it pecan pie. I love pecan pie.
I know, yeah.
What part of the States did you live in?
Mostly Michigan.
Okay, so what sort of city, what town?
A little tiny town called Midland, about 2 hours north of Detroit.
Wow. So. And is it as we think, you know, those lovely white little wooden houses and lovely fresh lawns and everyone flies the American flag?
Kind of, actually, yeah. Yeah, it was a bit like that.
And the postman, carries a gun.
Possibly.
Yeah, that's what I... Because I was up north of Boston, up around Lake Winnipesaukee years ago, and I thought it was absolutely... I couldn't imagine any crime occurring in these little towns. And then I spotted the postman with a gun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and then we went to a cinema as well. A whole bunch of us went to a cinema. And the security guy in the cinema had a gun. I was going, why... Like, would you, if you came out and complained about a movie, would he shoot you? I don't think so.
I have friends who have them back there, and it's odd.
And tell me this now as well. What will you drink?
Oh, well, I am going to do some hot apple cider for the adults, and then I think it'll just be wine and beer. So
hot apple cider.
Yeah, with a little bit of bourbon in it, just to warm everyone up.
Wow. So basically, what do you get? A bottle of Bulmers and boil it.
No, it's like made with apple juice, and then you spice it up, and, you know, kind of fresh apple juice.
Yeah.
Lots of spices and a bit of bourbon, and it's lovely.
And will you watch a big game or anything? Can you pick up the American? Because is today
no,
a big game
know,
for the American football? Today is a lot
I
of games,
think
isn't
so.
It?
I yeah. think so. Thankfully, the husband's not into the football. But, no, we have the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade, which I think is on CNN around 2 or 3 o'clock our time, and that's well worth a watch for kids and stuff.
Wow, you're really you're loving this, aren't you?
I do. It's my favorite holiday. I totally adopted it, and I just love it. Yeah.
How did you develop such a strong American accent?
I was 8 when I left.
Really?
Yeah.
And when did you come back?
2005.
Okay, and was that because you missed Ireland, or?
It was kind of random. My parents moved back as well, so
Yeah.
And we had a new baby, so yeah, we wanted to be close to family. And been almost 9 years, yeah.
Well, listen, Deborah, you enjoy your Thanksgiving dinner tonight, and it sounds like it's going to be great fun. I love the idea of all of that sort of stuffing and the cornbread and in with the sauce.
Yeah,
that sounds really good.
It is. You have to not think of it as stuffing, but think of it as a separate side.
Well, in fairness, when I make stuffing as well, I never stuff it in the chicken or the turkey as well, because I'll always cook it outside, because you get it much crispier, especially if you toast it on top and everything.
Oh, well, I have my mammy's Irish stuffing in the turkey, so.
Okay.
Have to do it just in case.
Enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Happy holiday. Take care of yourself. See you now. Bye bye. That's a big dinner going to happen tonight. There you go. Okay. 1850-715-922. Our text is at 51552 on this great day. What can we say thank you to America for? Thank you, America, for Van Halen. Huh? Boston, Foreigner, Kiss, Styx, Kansas. In fact, all classic rock, says Stephen and Athlow. Thank you, America, for accepting with open arms and giving us shelter and food and letting us help fight you in your civil war. Yes, thank you very much. Thanks, America, for the NFL, the NBA. Oh, I love the NBA. Ah, yeah. Boston Celtics, I was still, but during the Larry Bird years, huge fan. Couldn't get enough of that stuff. Also for The Wire and Entourage. Yeah. Colin, I'd like to thank America for American football, which keeps me up until 4 every Sunday night and has me wrecked every Monday for work. Thank you for Friends. Thank you for Home Alone 1 and 2. Yes, and thank you for Police Academy 1 to 52. Thank you for Peanut Butter. Thank you for Star Wars. Thank you, America, for being the most obnoxious, ignorant, warmongering nation on the planet. First text we've had from Al-Qaeda, but thank you. And also, thanks, America, for Playboy. It got me through my teenage years. Thank you.
This is 2FM.